Welcome to Powered by Podio. Automation is everything. Supercharge your business with Podio. Get ready for another episode of Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming, your weekly dive into the awesome impact workflow and automation can have on your business when it's powered by Podio. Join us each week as we learn from the top Podio partners in the world, as we investigate system integrations and add-ons, and hear from real business owners who have implemented Podio into their business. Now, join your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, CEO of Game Changers, for this week's episode.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Supercharge. I'm your host, Jordan Samuel Fleming, here to talk all about the power of workflow and automation when your business is powered by Podio. Now, in today's episode, I'm joined by two people. First of all, I'm joined by my colleague, Andrew Cranston, who is the CTO of Game Changers, and he's joined us because he really does spearhead most of the design and manage the technical aspects of our systems. And our other guest, our featured guest, is Alex Pincus from Crew New York. Now, this is a really different episode than a lot of the ones we do, because a lot of the businesses we have on who use Podio, they tend to focus heavily on the B2B services, on the field operations, and of course on real estate and property management. And that's great. It's a huge use case for Podio. Today's a little different because Crew New York, their main focus, and certainly the main focus for the system that we are Game Changers has been involved with, is around restaurants. They own and operate a number of seasonal restaurants in New York and, I found out, New Orleans. And it's a really interesting use case because, of course, there is established software for restaurants, EPOS systems that run restaurants and booking systems, but they were looking for something deeper. And this is a really fun episode because it shows you kind of even more what Podio is capable of. And the system that we are going to look at today with Alex really brings a lot of the different areas of the restaurant business and their restaurant organization together in a way they've never been able to do that, including communication, automatic communication, linking in smartphone and emails, and externalizing things like a menu system for into a screen into a to be visible by the phone, which is very much linked to a back end, which understands, you know, ingredients and what's on in each different location, the ability to quickly remove something from one location and have the menu instantaneously change. And it's showing Podio as a system that really can manage the back end of all these different parts of the restaurant group that they own. But also, we have now started to branch out to public-facing things, which where Podio is pushing the data, their menus, for each different location, and each one looks slightly different, different color schemes. You can have specific menu items on each one, and you can dynamically remove items if they, for instance, you run out of, you know, oysters or something like that. So it's a really fun use case, and it's not one we've really done before. So it's great to hear from Alex. It's great, to see the effect that integrating Podio in this way has had on their business, the real massive positive effect it's had on their customer experience, their ability to interact, and the way they're continuing to build their system. So, quick reminder, please do take a moment right now, stop, pause, rate the podcast, give it a share, give it a like, and more importantly, give it a review. It really does boost us up in the ratings so that more and more people find out about the power of Podio. Enough of that pitch from me. Please, let's join Alex, Andrew, and I in the podcast.
Alex, good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while. First time on the podcast. Why don't you give everyone a little hint about who you are and what you guys do?
Cool. Happy to be here. I'm Alex Pincus. I'm one of the owners of Crew. We have a company primarily in New York that operates kind of a weird business. We're half restaurants, half maritime, and sometimes those things overlap with restaurants on boats. Our flagship restaurant's called Grand Banks. We opened it eight seasons ago. So it's a little over 7 years ago, downtown New York City. And it's been a, you know, pretty successful restaurant's kind of become a New York institution. And we've got a handful of other restaurants, similar waterfront nature. We have another restaurant on a boat in Brooklyn called Pilot. And we have a seafood restaurant in New Orleans in collaboration with Ace Hotel called Seaworthy. And then we have two waterfront restaurants in New York that are on land, but right on the water. One of them is called Island Oyster, and the other one is called Drift Inn. All of these focus on, they're all seasonal, they're all outdoors. They're really focused on, you know, waterfront, outdoor enjoyment of sustainable seafood, you know, having a nice drink and escaping everyday life. Separately from that, we also have a boat restoration facility and a handful of historic ships, and we operate a couple marinas. So it's a very unique undertaking where
quite a portfolio.
Yeah. Not everything goes together, but you know,
just a couple restaurants, just a couple. You know,
I cannot wait. At some point I will be in New York again. I lived just outside of New York for a while. And in fact, smartphones just hired our head of marketing is funny enough, a woman I went to high school with, but she lives just outside of New York City as well. So I will definitely on one of my trips back be coming, swinging back through New York to see some people, see her and all that. And I am definitely coming into the city to go to one of the restaurants because
we'll have a good time.
At this point, I've seen so many menus that I've been like drooling every time I see it. I'm just like, come on, this is killing me. So from a podio, there's a couple things I wanted to go through in this podcast because I think there's some really interesting bits that you bring to the table on this podcast that we haven't had before because we've had a lot of real estate and let people, you know, there's a podio sort of a fixture in real estate investment and some of these solar companies. And we've talked to a lot of people like that, but I think you're the first restaurant certainly that we've discussed and you use like, as we've worked with you over the last little while, I can't remember how long, and seeing how you've sort of integrated Podio through your operations, how then your Podio system is developed. I want to touch on a couple of those things, but what first got you into Podio from a restaurant point of view? Because there's a lot of EPOS systems that claim to run restaurants. And there's, you know, what was it that brought you to Podio to begin with?
It was sort of accidental. We have been looking for, you know, project management, data management, software packages for a while. We played around with a few of them. We used Asana for 1 year and, you know, there's some cool things we liked about it. And we'd actually very early on used Podio as a kind of project management tool just to keep things organized. But, you know, this is probably 6 or 7 years ago. And I think at the time it seemed a little more complicated than what we needed. And we ended up playing around with Airtable for a long time, which, you know, had some benefits in a, you know, a less robust kind of way, but it helped us organize things on a certain level. And then I would guess it was probably a couple of years ago now, my brother, who's my partner, brought it up. You know, he was looking through all the various packages and trying to figure out what might work well for us and, you know, had dug a little deeper into Podio and started to put together that it offered a structure that might, or a possible structure that might work for us. So we started tinkering with it and got a few things in there and, you know, sort of quickly realized that there was a lot of potential. And then I believe, you know, not long after that, we also realized we needed a little help. And that's when we started talking to you guys. And, you know, from that collaboration, we've ended up at a pretty amazing point in terms of creating a back end for everything that we do. And, you know, it seems to have this exponential world of possibility at this point, as it's all, I would say, finally all up and running and synced together and, you know, happening in real time for, you know, the first time since we've been using it. So it's been pretty cool process to envision what we could do and then finally see it come into reality.
If you were to think about sort of the, you know, maybe two or three critical things that you sort of really wanted Podio to do and that we're now doing. Just because I know that there are so many, like, I guess primarily when I think of restaurants, I think of the EPOS systems where you've got kind of half-baked systems to do other bits. It seems to me, whenever I've seen the EPOS systems restaurants, they're usually really good at like taking reservations and like seeing where your tables are and doing the some core things. But all these little other spokes of the business that you wanted to include, what would be the kind of key things that Podio's running that you weren't really able to do conveniently before, if that makes sense?
I mean, what's interesting is at this point, Podio has taken it to a level that we didn't know, that we didn't even envision this as a possibility. But, you know, we went into it thinking, okay, it'd be great to organize all the things that we buy, to just know what those things are and categorize those things. It would be great to have all the documents for each individual entity that we operate live in one place together and be able to reference those, you know, have multiple people reference those. It'd be great for people to be able to communicate with each other and share those things with each other. And, you know, it was a very complicated goal that we had at the beginning. But as we started building systems, you know, we built a system of all the things that we buy. And then we started to realize, oh, we could actually build a system that shows the recipe for something that we make. And then we could reference all those things that we buy that go in it. And then those things reference the vendors that we buy them from. But then, you know, through some conversation with you guys, we had this realization that we could build a referenceable menu that our guests see, which is also kind of a result of COVID and people shifting to digital menus. But we now have, you know, a menu that's live online where on the back end, it's actually referencing the actual recipe for the dish that has all the specs for someone to be able to make it, but then also has all the specs for all the people that we would buy all the ingredients from. And so we have a full, like almost like a full life cycle of what something that we sell is fully connected in real time through Podio. So I could go right now and change it and say that we're out of something. And then everybody knows that we're out of this thing internally. And it actually turns itself off from the menu until tomorrow, when it reminds the manager that it's still off the menu and either we need to buy something or we need to figure something out.
I didn't even know it did that. Which is sad because I didn't get, I've not been, obviously I don't do, I've not been involved in the build in your system for quite some time. Andrew spearheaded that, and maybe good time for Andrew to come into this, because that, like, I remember seeing the menu and, you know, it's beautiful on the web. It's like, it looks good. It looks like your menu looks, that connection, Andrew, how, like, can you give us a little technical bit about how those things work? And maybe we can just have you can maybe take a little show so that anybody watching on YouTube can see what the menu looks like. And you can see the fantastic menu that the restaurants have to offer and whet your appetite there.
Yeah, I have to second Jordan, like going through this project and just constantly reading about seafood for a good solid month and just like drooling over the things that
I've
you sell.
I've never wanted lobster more in my life.
It's awesome. So Jordan makes a very interesting point in that we do a lot of work for property managers, you know, people who are in property wholesaling. But in essence, everything that a good Podio system has is really about objects, you know. So like property wholesalers would have a property object. And then they would have an offer object or a contract object, a contact object, these things that you're working with that contain certain variables within these objects. That particular process, while having a lot of automations and a lot of different things in different directions that can go, the number of objects that they're dealing with on a daily basis are quite small. But when you think about a restaurant or an empire of restaurants, the number of objects that you're dealing with are very large. So you have a venue, and then you have people who fulfill many different roles on many different teams and being able to control who's in charge of what. You mentioned about vendors, a dish, and then the ingredients that go in that dish, the venue that sells this dish, what it costs, whether or not it's available on any given day, there's a lot of objects. And your Podio system is actually one of the largest we've ever dealt with. But, and we try to control people that start off on Podio and they start building 700 apps when three will do. But in reality, your system is a weird, gentle balance between those two things, because you do have a lot of sprawl, but you need it because you have all of these different relationships that you need to track. So your Podio system is rather large. That's an important thing to note, considering, you know, other people who do Podio. Some other things that you're doing also in your system are, you do have a reservation system called Talk that you do run all of your venues through. Now, we recently built an integration where we're catching webhooks from Talk specifically to know when the reservation ends. And this is actually pretty cool, the way the Talk has allowed us to do this, because one of the other big builds that we've done recently is your guest services workflow. So you now have a one-stop integrated place in Podio where if somebody's contacting you for some reason, they submit a web form on your site, they email one of your addresses, all of that information comes into one place. And it's very much just a standard Globee Mail integration where your guest services people are emailing back and forth and tracking what needs to be done. But because these Talk webhooks know when the reservation ended, when the person left the restaurant, we get a webhook once your folks sign the person out, they're gone, their bill is paid. They get an SMS on their phone saying, "How did we do?" They click on it, feedback form comes in, and that information comes right into Podio as well. So that's another key component of your guest services workflow. So there's a lot going on. And like I said, in terms of objects, there's a lot of things that we have to track. This menu project that we did together is actually one of my favorite sort of things that we've done. And what in essence it is we're using Podio as a content management system. So we're using it for your own internal backend processes, like what menu items served by which venues and which ingredients go into them. That's sort of the backend part of it. But for the front end of this, we have options for you to organize these menu items and price points, what you're selling on your menus and what it costs per venue. We're controlling price points per venue in the case of your system, and organizing them into menus for venues, subsections, and then also we've got a third level of like a section of the menu, so oysters or seafood, and then the subsections, which allows you to show the actual menu items that are involved. So in addition to that, we also allow you to track the colors, the logos, links to social media outlets, and we have one template. It's actually run through CodeIgniter 4 and it's installed on a DigitalOcean droplet. And that template takes all of the information in from Podio, and every single menu you go to tells the user, what is the header color? What's the body color? What's the footer color? What widgets are in the footer? We also have like a widget setting. What Instagram link does this menu go to? What options are in the menu? And then we've got drinks and lunch. So you're going to see a bunch of different things. I'll go through the back end first, and then you'll be able to see sort of how the front end feeds off all this information. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm in their food and beverage workspace where all of this information is contained. So we have the main apps that we're working with here are menu items, guest menus, menu sections and subsections, price points, the footer widgets, which are direct relationships to the menus themselves. And that's it. So these apps here. So I'm going to start at the top level. So I realized this was one of the first venues that we launched, so I'm going to use it as my guinea pig, which is Drift In. So here now we see we've got multiple menus for Drift In. They can make it as granular as they want, and each of these menus will have its own, let me just go into the other one actually. Each of these menus will have its own link. So they have a URL, and then they can choose which URLs you go to bring up these menus. The subsections, the logo, now you can see it's on a colored background. So they have the ability to upload white logos on colored backgrounds, which is also pretty cool. Which footer widgets and what order they show in? What's the Instagram URL? What's the font color of that logo? The background color of that logo? The menu background color? The footer background color? So what we're doing is like a content management system where they have full control over everything that this menu can possibly do. Now, within here, we load up menu sections. So these are the top level. where they have some other basic controls over what shows up. They can hide things at a glance. And all of this is live. All of this information is being sucked up by our SQL sync. We have a company-wide SQL sync where we take all of this information out of Podio and we suck it up into SQL so that we can respond to these events. All of these menu subsections, to see if something goes off, they can just hide it, or if it's not ready. And then inside each of these subsections, we have the menu items themselves. So each of these menu items are what Alex was referring to, where it shows everything their backend people would ever want to know about this menu item. What ingredients go into it? What are the recipes? So these are other objects that they have that property managers don't have. A recipe, maybe sub recipes like plateware. What forks? Like, how many forks do we have in the restaurant? How many knives do we have? There's so many objects that they have to track in this system, and Podio is doing a grand job of it all. And then some other information that they control, styling on how the price goes. And each of these menu items happens to have a price point for every single venue where it's sold, where they can control. Some of these are zeros because they don't sell them, but like for this particular,
can we go out to the site to see the actual
sure. So that's all of the backend elements. Now, if I were to go to this menu online, so we can see all of those color choices, as well as the font choices, the font color choices, the way the Instagram URL behaves, which footer widgets show up. So if I make a change, I don't want to make any change to anything live, but if I were to scrub one of these footer widgets and go refresh the page, we would see it disappear. Any change that they make in Podio appears in this menu instantly, which is good also because, just to go back to the menu item for a moment, they can 86 an item for a day. So they're like, oysters are off. Turn them off for this venue for the day. And then the next day we go back to normal. So they're able to respond to these moments that may occur. So we have our menu sections, drink, brunch, all day. We can see they have additional information here. And that just happens to be one menu. So here we can go to another menu. Different colors, different menu options, different footer widgets, different Instagram URL. Everything is controlled within that one content area in Podio. And it's mobile friendly, which is obviously very good because no doubt your folks have been using this on their phones. And I think it's brilliant in the age of COVID and in general, the fact that if you want to respond to the world like the oysters are off, and you have a menu that you printed for the day, and then you got to have somebody go and scratch it out on all the menus or whatever. Like, being able to respond to these real world situations by just going and making an update in Podio, and boom, the menu is updated for everybody.
So Alex, how did you guys do it beforehand? Because I love the look of this as well. I just love the way it all comes together. How would you have, can we stay on the web, web version? How would you guys have done this beforehand?
So, you know, in the olden days, we used to have a print menu that looked nice, but it was a nightmare because every time we made an edit, we had to reprint. And also, all of our restaurants are outside, so they're always getting wet. And then you have to reprint again. And, you know, or you make a typo, then you have to reprint again. And it was always a high pressure kind of scenario on a daily basis to make sure that you had enough menus and that they were good. Last year, you know, when COVID hit, we switched to a QR code based menu. We tried it for a second through our point of sale system, which is Toast, just having our menu where people could actually order, you know, physically order their own products themselves. Nobody liked doing that. People actually like reading a menu and then taking an order with a server. So, you know, we figured that out really quickly. And, you know, Squarespace, which we use for most of our websites, has kind of a built-in menu maker widget. So we initially had one that looked very much like this in Squarespace, you know, that we styled to get to a way that we liked. And then when we, you know, when we rebuilt it with you guys, we actually used that as the sort of jumping off point for how we would style the menu.
I find this really is so. In the life of if you think about a daily life of the restaurant or any of the restaurants or whatever, when you have to, like, so who does the major management? Like, who would decide to 86 something? who in your organization, like how many parts are touching this sort of thing? You know, is it something that your each individual restaurant can control themselves? Do you do it all centrally?
So, I mean, we have a, it's interesting. So I like to do the high level things of what the item is called, the actual customer facing description of it, and the price. So, you know, generally that's me and my brother. But then on a daily, on the back end, you know, I don't know how to make many of these things. We have a, you know, at the beginning, someone puts together the recipe, and if it ever changes, other people can edit those recipes. But every day, our venue managers are the ones who look at the menu for the day, and they'll go through an 86 anything that we're not going to be serving that day. That is something that we should be serving. So, for example, our beer delivery company didn't have the beer that we needed a couple of days ago. So we had to 86 a beer. And so for 2 days in a row, they would go in and they'd pull up Sunday beer and they'd say 86 for the day. And what's impressive about that is it just doesn't show up as an option on the menu to the guests. So, you know, unless you're really coming in hoping for that specific beer, you know, you would never know that.
You wouldn't be like, oh, wait, it's scratched out. It's just, it's not even there. It's, you know.
It frequently happens, you know, during service, like on a busy Saturday or Sunday, we will run out of a certain type of oyster, or we will run out of something. And we just turn it off in real time. You know, the manager just takes out his phone and scroll and goes into Podio and just turns off Navy Point or Montauk Pearl. And then
boom,
that item is just no longer on the menu for the day. And it's, you know, it's venue specific too, which is cool because our other venue managers get an alert when we 86 something for the day. And they will reach out and say, oh, hey, I've actually got oysters if you guys need some,
which awesome.
Is pretty cool to see as well.
So when you, if you're doing that in terms of like at the restaurant, your point about people not liking to order from like not wanting to go in and make their order on a thing, you know, on a tablet or whatever, but they want to actually like look at it and order or say it. So do you just display the menus on a screen? Do you have individual screens?
All of our tables have a QR code now, and you just, you know, you sit down.
So you just, everybody just goes to their phone.
It's pretty common in New York now. Like almost every restaurant has that at the moment. And, you know, I'm of a mixed mindset about it. I really like having a menu on a phone, but also I know people don't love taking out their phone every 3 seconds, but every restaurant that you go to now has a QR menu. And I have a feeling it's going to stick around for a bit.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, in COVID times, it really does make sense to have people unnecessarily handling things. And if you have to plastic coat menus or laminate menus, it makes it even harder to change them. You know, like this, you know, everything that we've described here in the past half hour makes sense for any restaurant, I think.
If you're laminating your menu, it feels like a cheap diner. So then from a server point of view, that also means like, cause when I last worked in a restaurant 25 years ago or something, so I'm sure lots have changed, but every day you would sort of be let know, you know, you'd kind of know, oh, hey guys, this is what's on today. Like this is today's specials or these are the catch of the day or whatever. So you're able to essentially your staff are able to just see whatever is live for their restaurant they're working in by going to their phone.
Yep. So one of the things that we're hoping to build next is a version of this that's staff, you know, internally facing that has, you know, specific details that our team, it would be good for them to know, like how to describe something or, you know, more specific, how to make it, but not in the back end of Podio format. So it'd be like a similar to our customer facing menu, but have instructions and photographs for our team to be able to more consistently do what they're trying to do.
And then, so then like extrapolating that, you have a nice seafood dish that, and they could see, you know, they could bring it up on their, the internal version and they could see, well, this pairs really well with this wine or this wine and, you know, get all those little notes that they, exactly. they would have, but it's in a much more convenient format.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. And you guys also, and because I have to bring it up legally, I think, you guys also use smartphone within your system. Do you have all of the different restaurant numbers via that now, or most of them? So
we haven't really talked about the, you know, the guest services side of what we built. That's a pretty separate parallel world that's been pretty amazing for us. But yeah, we use smartphone, and that's tied to our guest services suite that we have, that we've built out. And all of the venue numbers now, they all go to one number, and we have a sort of group voicemail that addresses everything from one place, which is just from a management point makes a lot of sense for us. And all of that, you know, any kind of voicemail or message feeds into our guest services suite, which then gets handled in the same way incoming emails and, you know, incoming requests are handled. But that world is really cool. We, you know, we launched that, I don't know, April, and I've personally done a lot of time on the customer engagement side, from, you know, responding to emails and building out the language of how we respond to people over the years. So it's been really cool to see the transition into everything living in one place that's not an email inbox. I was frankly concerned that it wasn't going to work, or that it would just be unwieldy. And we turned it on, and within a day, I was kind of, you know, super impressed with how well it categorized everything and organized everything. And, you know, it probably takes a few more seconds per interaction than a normal email. But then you build up this incredible database of people that you're communicating with and referencing everything that they may have done. So when someone emails us now, I can see all their reservations that they've made tied to their profile and, you know, any kind of other emails that they've ever had or phone calls they've ever had. So we're really starting to build up this networked database of what and who our customers are. So it's been pretty cool to see, and it's, you know, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and more robust as time goes on.
I remember, because Andrew, I think you guys did the email portion first.
Yeah. So right? So it was kind of in a couple of stages. The talk ending a reservation and sending out a feedback form, that was one piece. And that is going out through smartphone. And what we do is we engage a URL shortener, which is always a good plan when you are sending text links via text message, because obviously the character count. So to try to only use, you know, as
no. The send longer ones.
No, I'm
please.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. Three text messages for everyone. Five. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot all the stuff Jordan was wearing. Sorry. All right. So, so we have a URL shortener there. So that's one piece. And then another piece is they have, all of their Squarespace websites, just dumped the result into a Google Sheet, which it still currently does, but we're using actually IntegraMAT to grab those data points from the Google Sheet and stuff them into Podio so that they can produce items in this guest services workflow. And also just a shout out to Globemail here as well. One other cool thing is you have kind of been a good soldier in this sort of client interaction battle to load as many useful boilerplate email responses, which is the first time I've actually seen it really used the way I think it was envisioned to be used. A massive number of boilerplate responses in Globemail specifically, so that when you are responding to these issues, all you have to do is click email, and hopefully 9 times out of 10, you go, oh, this is about this, boilerplate response, boom, their name's merged in, a couple of other things might be merged in, send, and you're done. So, having these cached responses, no doubt, makes your life a lot easier as well.
And Alex, let me just ask, so before, like with the communication point, because you've got so many venues, like to me, that's part of the genius of all this, is it's not that difficult to run one venue and have the data contained in a sensible way. But when you've got as many as you have, that's the hard bit, I think, because then you've got different email boxes because you want different email boxes. You want each restaurant to have, you got different phone numbers because you want each phone number to have address, you know, each restaurant to have it. That's when it all really ties together. So as I say, so before this, was it essentially, you know, you had a phone system that rang and, you know, you were able to talk to people, and you had email inboxes with Outlook or Gmail or whatever? What was the landscape beforehand?
I mean, it's kind of funny. This has allowed us to get much better at customer service. I mean, we've been lucky that we have a restaurant group that has high demand. So our email and phone response in the olden days, the phone message was, hey, you've called our phone number. These are some facts. We're probably not going to be able to help you. And, you know, that was our email system as well. We'd have a, you know, an auto response email that said, you know, these are the top 10 things people ask us about. And if your thing is not answered by this, then hopefully we'll get back to you within a reasonable amount of time. Chances are 50% that we will. And because we just had so much incoming, it was crazy. So now it's very well organized. You know, when we get something coming in, we, you know, 95% of our incoming messages now are generated by a form as opposed to an email address, which is great. And that form specifies the venue and the topic. So it allows us to address them sequentially based on what's most important. And then, you know, most of these questions, as you mentioned, have a sort of pre-established answer anyway. Or if there's not, there's at least a framework in which we can insert a couple sentences, make it feel good, and, you know, specifically address a need. And, you know, you can crank through 100 emails pretty quick, you know. So now we actually we have much better customer service. We're actually engaging with everyone who reaches out to us, you know, pretty much get it inbox zero on a daily basis, which is a good feeling and makes us, you know, we feel like we're getting more business out of the people that we're engaging with because we're actually able to answer their questions, you know, prior to booking, helping arrange things for people. So it's been a positive for sure.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I mean, that to me, that's, it's so interesting how, you know, restaurants are, you know, it's fast paced. It's fast paced. It's demanding. Restaurants are hard businesses to run. You've got lots of things around margins and things you got to keep tight and things you got to look after. And, you know, you've got lots of staff and lots of equipment. I mean, the equipment that you guys, each kitchen has X amount of equipment, all these things coming together and being able to kind of piece together as a jigsaw. I can't think of anything but Podio that would manage all those streams as well. Like, you know, I mean, any one piece of software can do a booking system or a client feedback system or, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I think the patchwork that you guys have built with Andrew and with the team, but the patchwork that you guys have put together, to me, is a fascinating one that I don't think I've ever seen before. I really don't.
I think, and that a lot of these podcasts kind of lead in the same direction in terms of why people come to Podio or what the power of Podio is. But we do have people coming to us from property management and property wholesaling businesses because there is no out-of-the-box solution out there that does everything or does things in a specific enough way that makes people feel like they're getting work done. And I would imagine the restaurant industry is experiencing the same thing. Like now we're talking about one of the projects that we're going to be working on over the next week or so is a mass mailer so that you can communicate with folks on a particular day. So if you had like 7 reservations between 6 and 9 p.m. at Island Oyster and you knew that the restaurant had to close for whatever reason, we're talking about a way for you to quickly and efficiently grab those contacts and send an email to those people. And one of my first questions was, is don't you have something in your pantheon of software that allow you to do that? And the answer was no. So constantly popping up these situations where I really want to do this, but the thing that I'm using just won't let me do it. Well, you know, the landscape of Podio being what it is, like now where we spend a lot more time building, like your system's using a lot of custom API that we've built. Globiflow and Podio Workflow I'm going to start calling it Podio Workflow Automation. I'm going to try to start calling it Podio Workflow Automation. Has a lot of good stuff in it, but we now, you know, the Podio API being what it is, we can build the gaps. So literally, we can build solutions to do anything given enough time and direction that that fills these gaps that, you know, out of the box software just, you know, the answer is normally what your email system was, which was, oh, you want to know how it can do this? Well, here's five things you can do. And if it's not one of these five things, then you know, don't bother emailing us again. So
pretty crazy at this point that, you know, there's all these softwares that we use. I'll reach out to them in a nice way and say, I'm a restaurant group that uses your software. This is the thing your software needs to be able to do, and they can't do it. And, you know, it's opaque whether it's going to happen or not. And now we're at a place where we just have to build our own solutions to these problems. And, you know, it's funny, some of our solutions are way better solutions than the one that's out there. I mean, the other day I reached out to our reservation system. I said, hey, we need to email everyone from today's list of reservations. You would think that that would be a possible thing to do.
You would think that would be established. Like, that seems like a use case you'd have.
Yeah, like, what if, I mean, there's all kinds of what ifs. I mean, we have that issue probably more than most restaurants because we're outside, so we get a lot more unique things happening. But it would make sense to want to be able to reach out to everybody from a day for any possible thing. Or, you know, once we started talking about being able to reach out to our guests, even just to shoot them a quick note a few days, like, hey guys, it's going to be chilly in 2 days from now. You should plan on bringing a sweater. You know, to be able to do that's awesome with just one email, you know, and so we're pretty excited about that implementation. But, you know, in the big picture, it's just funny that all these problems, you know, I don't know how to write software, but we're creating, you know, effectively an app that can deal with the various scenarios that occur in our life. And, you know, the more of these we have, the more robust things seem to get. So it's getting pretty interesting.
You know, I'm glad you said that. And just to put a point on what you said too, like, you and Miles both have done a lot of building on your own. Good building. I mean, we've tried to help you kind of corral these situations where it may get a little bit too granular. But going back to something that Jordan said earlier, how do you manage all these venues? Well, you guys have just, your system is the absolute echelon of the relationship field, in my opinion, because you have broken things out to such a degree that a venue has relationships to the different teams. Who's the marketing team? Who's the restaurant management team? Who's the front house of team? And then all of these people, and there's the venue management has relationships to, like, this is the billing email. This is this email. This is the logo. This is the email signature. So you guys have done great work breaking it out. And like I said, the challenge is that you have a number of an enormous number of objects that you have to put down, and we're kind of just helping you with the automation piece. But your Podio system has kind of been a collaboration between the both of us, and it's a relationship field textbook example of how to do relationship fields, and a lot of that has come from you guys, so it's great stuff.
Absolutely. It's a fascinating system, and it's a fascinating use case we haven't seen. And I think it's going to, you know, I think it's really interesting for people to understand, because we do sometimes focus too much on real estate in my podcast and in other things and I think it's such a fascinating use case. Alex, we're coming to the end of the time that we have for this. I just wanted to, I'm going to put in, all of the links to all of your restaurants into the podcast. So I'm going to need to go to Crew website to get them all. You know, do you guys, I mean, close us out with, it's summer's coming up. I think officially summer starts the 20th of June. I think officially, although it's been hot as shit in New York, hasn't it lately?
It's been all over the map. The weather's been crazy these days, but, you know, today is a beautiful day. Unfortunately, my personal mood every day is tied to the weather. if it's rainy, I'm depressed. And if it's sunny, I'm generally pretty happy. But, you know, New York is crazy these days. It seems like we're coming out of COVID. A lot of the restrictions have been lifted. People seem happy. We actually opened up a couple of our bars as bars. And, you know, they've been filled with people enjoying themselves, you know, coming back into summer. So we're really excited about, you know, the days that we're in now. And, you know, we're excited about the systems that we've got in place that are actually helping us keep it all together. Cause, you know, we appear big-ish from the outside, but on the inside, it's a pretty tight group of people making all this stuff work. And, you know, thank you to you guys for allowing us to put that together, because it really does make it run, you know, with a tight little crew. So whoever's keeping Podio alive on the back end, I'd like to shout out to those people as well, because we dread the day that it goes down.
I'll let Sarah and the team, Pallavi and the team know. They've got to, actually, I've been having more interactions with the back end technical team in Citrix lately. They've been hiring more and more people actually for the Podio team, which is a good thing. But if you listen to this and you're in New York / I guess New Orleans, I didn't realize that was the case, but if you're
listening, yeah, me neither actually.
I should have. If you listen to this, please do pop over to one of the restaurants. I wish I could say I go there all the time, because then I'd be a happy guy and satiated, but being that I live in Poland, I don't. But you can better believe the first time I get back to New York, I'll be there. And you know,
yeah, we're coming to crash.
Well, yeah, we're coming to crash. And Alex, it's been an absolute pleasure to see your system grow. Absolute pleasure today to be able to see particularly how the back end management matches the front end experience. Thank you for your insight. And Andrew, thank you as well for coming in and giving us a bit of the benefits, as you're the guy who heads up the system development.
So, yeah, it's been a very cool collaboration. It's kind of like our only major restaurant collaboration. And Podio as a content management system for those who use WordPress or whatever and have a front end ability on them to allow your clients to control what shows on the front end from Podio, as an example, has been a really cool project for me personally. And I'm excited about, you know, making this internal menu, and just, you know, we're still finding new things to do with this system, which is awesome. So
cool. Thanks for having me, guys. It's been fun to recap everything and just kind of think through it. So we're excited about the next phase, and appreciate for having a chat.
Great stuff.
All right. Thanks so much. And don't forget, if you're listening, please do like, share, send a review, do all the things that you fucking should have done by now if you haven't already. So fucking do it. And please share it around all your social medias, et cetera, because we do get a lot of feedback. And I know the Citrix team listens as well. So shout out to all of them who are listening right now. Thanks very much, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Supercharged with Jordan Samuel Fleming. Subscribe today on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify for your weekly dive into how you can supercharge your business by making it powered by Podio. Be sure to check out our website, wearegamechangers.com, where you can learn more and arrange a 30-minute call with Jordan to help you understand how Podio supercharges you.